kind of trinity of larger phi function. So maybe it's better to show you the plan of my talk today. So at introduction, I explain you a kind of trinity for Dedekind's eta function. Maybe all of you know what is Dedekind's eta function, but it has many counterparts. I explain you its analytic or differential geometric counterpart and algebraic counterpart, I mean algebra geometric counterpart. So this is a kind of toy model. Then I would like to extend these stories to the Borchers phi function that Kondo explained his lecture in the morning, the phi function for Enriquez surfaces, the automorphic form of dimension 10. So in the second section, I explain Borchers phi function. Then I explain its analytic or differential geometric counterpart in section 3. Then I explain my main result, that is algebra geometric interpretation or expression of Borchers phi function. This is based on joint work with Shu Kawaguchi at Osaka and Professor Mukai. And then in the last section, I'd like to explain some examples that is related with theta function of Freytag and a classical Riemann theta function. So some, I consider Borchers phi function, but restricted some subfamily, we get theta function. So, okay, so this is a plan of my talk. So let me first explain you what is Dedekind's theta function. Maybe all of you know, but let me just recall. So let H be the complex upper half plane. And then Dedekind's theta function is given by this infinite product. So of course, as usual, Q is defined as e to 2 pi I tau. So, yeah, what do you know? So it is very, very classical that eta to 24th power is a modular form for SL2V of weight 12 vanishing at the cusp. That means that the first property that it's a modular form of weight 12 means this functional equation for all elements of SL2V. And the vanishing property implies this one. So, and these two properties characterize the Dedekind's theta function up to a constant. So it is very, very classical thing. So first I want to recall its analytic interpretation. So for this, I point of upper half plane, I consider an elliptic curve with period 1 and tau. So that is denoted by e tau. So this elliptic curve is equipped with the flat scalar metric of normalized volume 1. So this is, the metric is written as g tau. Then I consider the Laplacian. The Laplacian is a differential operator acting on the functions on eta, defined by this formula, or more explicitly, this is a formula for the Laplacian. Then, if the beta function of Laplacian is defined by this formula, so it is a kind of Dirichlet series associated to the non-zero eigenvalues of Laplacian. It is easy to compute all the eigenvalues of Laplacian in this case, and in fact, beta function in this case is given by the real analytic Eisenstein series. It is very, it is also classical that this zeta function converges absolutely when a real part of S is bigger than 1 and extends to a meromorphic function on the whole complex plane, and it is holomorphic at the origin. So I want to consider an analog of determinant in this setting. So for this, we recall this formula. So if H is a finite dimensional, non-degenerate, positive definite, maybe I forget, positive definite Hermitian matrix, then log of the determinant of H is given by this formula. So this one is the zeta function of H, the trace of H to minus F. This is a zeta function of H. So this is a way of expressing determinant of H. So by this, following this formula, this quantity, exponential of minus zeta prime of zero, is called the regularized determinant of Laplacian. Then the classical Kronecker limit formula, which is expressed this way. So the determinant of Laplacian is just the Peterson norm of Dedekind zeta function. So this is one understanding of Dedekind zeta function. Okay. Now I want to explain a kind of algebraic expression of Dedekind zeta function. So I consider a 2x4 matrix A. So this is A. Well, given such a matrix A, I consider a complete intersection of two quadrics of P3. So I regard A as two row vectors. So each row vector, we can associate quadrics of P3. So EA is defined as a complete intersection of these two quadrics, and this defines an elliptic curve. So this elliptic curve is expressed by EA, and I denote by delta IJ the determinant associated made by I and J Coulomb vectors of A. Then by classical using some classical result due to Jacobi, one can verify this formula. So the norm, again, the norm of a Dedekind zeta function evaluated as elliptic at A is given by this formula. So the first factor is the product of all 2x2 minus of A, and the second factor is that L2 norm of the holomorphic one form. That is, here holomorphic one form is defined as the residue of the polynomial. So F1 is this one, is F1, and this one is F2. So alpha is the residue of F1 and F2, and so by definition, it is the restriction of Xi to EA, and Xi is defined by this formula. With the latitude. So it is easy to verify this formula. So this is this way one can understand the Dedekind zeta function as the product of all 2x2 minus of A. And well, there's other way to express the Dedekind zeta function. So previously, I realized an elliptic curve as a complete intersection of two quadrics, but you can also realize an elliptic curve as a double curve of projective line with four branch points. So now I, so A is a 2x4 matrix, so associated to A, you can, we get 4 points of projective line. So for each column vector gives you 4 points of projective line. Then you consider elliptic curve whose branch points are those given by those 4 points. Then that is denoted by CA. Then it's not difficult to verify that CA is isomorphic to the previous one, EA, and in this case, the norm of the eta function is given by this formula. So, so this CA is a more or less Legendre or Weierstrass model of elliptic curve. So, yeah, so, so today I want to explain generalizations of these formulas to in for Borchers C function. That is a automorphic form on the moduli space of Enriquez surfaces. So for this I replace elliptic curve by Enriquez surface. And determinant of Laplacian is replaced by so-called analytic torsion. And discriminant is replaced by resultant of certain system of polynomials. Okay, so Kondo explained Borchers phi function in his lecture, but let me just recall briefly what it is. So Borchers discovered this function by his studies of some sort of infinite dimensional algebra, which is called Fett-Monsari superalgebra. And to explain this, I first prepared a lattice L. This also appeared in Kondo's lecture as a Picard lattice of Enriquez surface with the same lattice. And I denote by CL as a positive cone of L. So it has two connected components, and I choose one of them, so CL plus. Then I consider as a tube domain as, of L tensor with C, that is L tensor with R plus I times CL plus. This is a tube domain of L tensor with C. And it is a realization of symmetric bounded domain of type 4 as a tube domain. Then the Borchers C function is defined by this formal Fourier series. So this is a so-called denominator formula for the Fett-Monsari superalgebra. So left-hand side, the infinite product, and right-hand side is the Fourier series. So this is the definition. So here, W is the Weyl chamber of L, and the exponent of the infinite product is defined by this generating function. So eta is a Dedekind beta function. So this is the definition of Borchers C function. And then Borchers proved that this phi function converges absolutely when the imaginary part of Z is big enough and extends to an automorphic form on the tube domain, or domain of type 4, for some arithmetic subgroup of the automorphism group. The weight is 4, as Kondo explained. So this is a definition of Borchers phi function. So the construction of Borchers is not at all geometric in some sense. There's no, you cannot see Enriquez surfaces any in this construction at all. So, well, maybe all of you know what is KC and Enriquez surface. Let me just recall the definition. So So maybe I can skip, but so NDK surface is a quotient of an KT surface by free involution. Okay, but maybe it may be. So I would like to remark that so given NDK surface, there is a unique KT surface that covers, that is just universal covering. But it can happen that a single KT surface can cover many distinct NDK surfaces. I give some example later. So Kondo also explained the moduli space of NDK surfaces, but just let me recall again. So it was given by Horikawa. I said that Bolcher C function is an automorphic form with respect to some arithmetic subgroup of this V group. So this is denoted by gamma. Then there is a divisor D of this tube domain such that the period mapping induces an isomorphism between the moduli space of NDK surfaces and this analytic space. So as Kondo explained, we should remove some divisor because the period mapping for NDK surfaces is not surjective to the period domain. We must remove some divisors. That is D, called the discriminant divisor. Then we take the quotient by gamma, then this is a modular variety. This orthogonal modular variety is a moduli space of NDK surfaces. And isomorphism given by the period mapping. So also, what is very interesting is that the Bolcher C function vanishes exactly this discriminant divisor of order one. That means that Bolcher C function is nowhere vanishing on the moduli space of NDK surfaces. So please remember that we call that the Dedekind eta function is also nowhere vanishing on the moduli space of elliptic curve. So these it is quite parallel. The Peterson norm. Bolcher C function is an automorphic form. That means that it satisfies some functional equation. So it is not invariant under the action of gamma. That means that the value of phi function, for given NDK surface, the value of phi function does not make sense. But instead, it's Peterson norm. The Peterson norm is defined by this formula. So first we consider the modulus of the phi, modulus square of phi, and we consider this one, imaginary, the norm of imaginary part of Z. This is so-called Bergmann kernel function of this symmetric domain. So the phi function has weight 4, so we take fourth power of Bergmann kernel. Then it is one can verify that this C infinity function on this tube domain is now invariant under the action of gamma. That means that the value of the Peterson norm of Bolcher phi makes sense for NDK surface. So you see that the value of eta function does not make sense for elliptic curve, but it the value of the Peterson norm of eta function makes sense. So this is an analog. So now I regard the Peterson norm of phi as a function on the moduli space of NDK surface. So it makes sense to evaluate Enrique's surface to here now. Okay, so first I want to quickly explain an analytic or differential geometric construction of Bolger C function using Enrique's surface. For this, I need to explain analytic torsion, that is a kind of determinant of Laplacian. So that was introduced by Leisinger in early 70s. So I recall its definition. So let HM be a compact connected Kähler manifold. Then I consider the Laplacian, the Viva Laplacian, that acts on a zero Q form on M, which is denoted by box Q. Then again, I construct Viva function of Laplacian, box Q. So other kind of Dirichlet series of the non-zero eigenvalues. Then the analytic torsion of the compact Kähler manifold MHM is a real number defined by this formula. It is a kind of weighted alternating sum of the special value of zeta function at the origin. So this is called, so-called the analytic torsion. So when M is a curve, then tau M is essentially the determinant of Laplacian that appeared before. So it is a kind of generalization of determinant of Laplacian in higher dimensions. So for elliptic curves, the analytic torsion was given by the norm of the Dedekindus eta function. That is one formulation of so-called Kronecker cup limit formula. So I want to explain its generalization in dimension two. So first, for an Enrique surface Y, is analytic torsion with respect to a Ricci flat Kähler metric of normalized volume 1. So for elliptic curve, we have a flat Kähler metric with the unique flat Kähler metric of volume 1. But similarly, we have a Ricci flat Kähler metric of normalized volume 1 for Enrique surfaces. This is due to Yau. So, but such a metric is not unique at all. There are real 10-dimensional choices of such Ricci flat Kähler metric. But the first result is that the value of analytic torsion is independent of the choice of such Ricci flat Kähler metric of normalized volume 1. So this is an invariant of Enrique's surface. Then the result is that the analytic torsion of an Enrique's surface with respect to the Ricci flat metric is the value of the Bolger phi evaluated at the given Enrique's surface. And up to some universal constant, we have some information of the constant by the so-called arithmetic Riemann-Lock theorem of Jean Sule. We can prove that the constant is in fact rational power of 2 times pi. And there is also an extension of this result to K3 surfaces with non-symplectic involution. We can construct invariant of K3 surface with involution using so-called equivariant analytic torsion, in that case, the invariant gives you produces an automorphic form on the moduli space. Moduli space is again an orthogonal moduli variety, and many cases. So there are 75 families, but I think many of them, as far as I check, there are 46 or 47 of them the corresponding automorphic form is given by Borchardt's product. But today I do not explain this one. Instead, I would like to explain an algebraic geometric counterpart of Borchardt's phi function. This is a differential geometric construction of Borchardt's phi function. There is a kind of algebraic geometric construction. So this is what I want to talk today. So this I need a model of Enrique surface. As far as I know, there is no uniform construction, how do I say, uniform realization of Enrique surface as a projective manifold, but the generic one, there is construction as a complete intersection of three quadrics of P5. So please recall that elliptic curve is a complete intersection of two quadrics of P3. So there is a generalization. Yeah, thank you. So the precisely speaking, the universal covering K3 is realized this way. So for this, I prepare three quadratic polynomials, homogeneous quadratic polynomials, F1, G1, H1, in the variables X1, X2, X3, and another homogeneous quadratic polynomials, F2, G2, H2, in the variables X4, X5, X6. Then I define F to be the sum of F1 and F2, and G the sum of G1 and G2, and H is the sum of H1 and H2. Then, of course, so F, G, H is a polynomial in the variables, a quadratic polynomial in the variables X1 to X6. So I define X, F, G, H as a complete intersection of these three quadratic polynomials, F, G, H. So on this X, we have an action of involution, iota. Iota is defined by this formula. Iota acts trivially on the first three coordinates, but it acts non-trivially on the last three coordinates. Because of this form, iota preserves X. And if we choose F1, F2, G1, G2, and H1, H2 generic enough, then iota has no fixed points. So its quotient is an Enrique surface. And it is known that generic Enrique surface is expressed this way. But not all of them, but generic. I think there are some nine-dimensional locus, which nine-dimensional family of Enrique surface, which is not expressed this way. So at least these are 10-dimensional. These form a 10-dimensional family of Enrique surfaces. So this sense it is generic. So now I want to explain our main result. So this is joint with Kawaguchi and Mukai. So Y of FGH is a quotient of K3 surface X, FGH by the involution as before. Then the value of phi evaluated at this Enrique surface is given by the resultant, R is the resultant of the three quadrics. And this is a kind of algebraic part, and this is transcendental part, the part coming from the period. So as I said, that R is the resultant. So you see that F1, G1, H1 is a so F1, G1, H1 is a quadratic in the variables. So, of course, there is no, in general, if you choose three conics of projected plane, of course, there is no common intersection point. But if the coefficient satisfies certain relation, then three conics have a common intersection point. So resultant is a polynomial of coefficients. So that if the resultant vanishes, then three conics have common intersection point. So this is a definition of resultant. It's a huge polynomial of the coefficients of F1, G1, H1. But anyway, it is a polynomial. So algebraic thing. So in some sense, Borchardt C, the algebraic counterpart of Borchardt C is the resultant of these quadratic polynomials. And and you can also see and understand this formula this way. So if Enriquez surface is defined over the integers, so that means that FGH, so the coefficient is Z, for example, then you can consider reduction modulo P. So Enriquez surface, so the involution iota has no fixed points over complex numbers, but if you consider reduction modulo P at some prime, iota has a fixed point. And the prime that divides resultant is exactly so if a prime P divides resultant, then Enriquez surface, the mod P reduction of the Enriquez surface has mod P reduction of the K3 surface, the involution has fixed points. So this sense, Borchardt C captures those bad primes in some sense. Some degenerations of Enriquez over the integers in some sense. So this is a one way of understanding this formula. So I didn't explain what is alpha. Alpha is again the residue of the polynomials FGH, and defined in the same manner as before. So so this is a normed version, but there is a version without norm that is a formula analogous to Thomae for Riemann theta constants for elliptic hyperelliptic curves. So let V and V prime be some anti-invariant primitive isotropic vectors with intersection number one, and let V check to be the Poincaré dual of V. Then this quantity lies in the cube domain where Borchardt phi lives. And so this vector is more or less a period of the Enriquez surface. Then from the previous formula, the Borchardt, the square of the Borchardt phi evaluated at this period point is exactly given by, so if we choose the cocycle V and V prime appropriately, then the value of Borchardt phi is given exactly this quantity, the resultant times the period. So okay, Now I want to explain more special families of Enriquez surfaces, where one can see relations between Borchers C function and theta function. So at the beginning of my talk, I considered with 2x4 matrix, but now I consider 3x6 matrix. So I consider the next step. Then again, associated to such a 3x6 matrix, one can associate a complete intersection of three quadrics of P5, which I denote by XA. So I regard A as three row vectors, and each row vector you can associate a quadrix of P5. Then on this XA, we have an action of involution as before. Eta acts trivially on the first three variables, but non-trivially on the last three variables. It preserves XA. And as before, for elliptic case of elliptic curves, I consider determinant delta ijk associated to three column vectors, i's, j's, and k's column vectors. So I say that the matrix A is generic if none of these determinants vanishes. So all 3x3 minus are non-zero. Then I say that the matrix A is generic. So, then, if a matrix A is generic, then XA is a K3 surface, and iota is a 6.3 involution on XA, so that the quotient YA, that is defined as the quotient of XA by iota, is an Enriquez surface. In this setting, the previous formula is expressed this way. The value of phi evaluated at this Enriquez surface, YA, is given by this. So in this case, resultant is exactly the determinant. So again, alpha is a resultant, is a residue of three quadrics. So, so here I define iota this way, but there is no, you can choose arbitrary three coordinates instead of x1, x2, x3. Considering that way, we get the following. I consider partition of six numbers, six letters. So ijk, and so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is now divided into ijk and lmn. So I consider such a partition. There are 10 such partitions. And for each such partition, I define involution iota ijk lmn by this formula. So iota acts trivially on xi, xj, xk, but non-trivially on xl, xm, and xn. Again, this involution iota preserves xa, and I call such an involution switch. Then, the value of the Borchers C evaluated at this Enriquez surface is given by this formula. Before, this was just delta 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, but it's an obvious obvious change. So in particular, if A, the matrix A is defined over some subfield of C, for example, some number field, then the ratio of these, the ratio of the Bolger C evaluated at this Henrique surface associated with iota ijk Lmn and iota I prime, j prime, k prime, l prime, m prime, n prime, n prime, then the ratio is given by this number, this lies in the field k. And you see that this number is, of course, in general, is not 1. That means that these Henrique surfaces are not isomorphic, because Bolger C is a function on the moduli space of Henrique surface. So if the values are different, then Henrique surface must not be isomorphic. So this means this formula implies that these two Henrique surfaces are not isomorphic. So so this means that at least this XA, this XA, this KT surface XA covers at least 10 different Henrique surfaces in general. Yeah. I explain it later. So far, a feeder function has not yet appeared. Now I explain the case. So this is related to feeder function of Freytag. So if now I want to explain the relation of phi function and Freytag's feeder function. For this, I must consider other models of KT surface associated to the matrix A. So in case of 2x4 matrix, there are two models of elliptic curves. So one, the incomplicated intersection of two quadrics, but the other double cover of 4 points. Again, if we regard A as three column vectors, six column vectors, then associated to a six column vectors, we get six lines of a projective plane. So we consider double cover. Then we get KT surface. So this is denoted by ZA. ZA is by definition, this is a definition of ZA, so it's a double covering of projective plane whose branch is given by these six lines associated to the six column vectors of A. So this is a natural generalization of Weierstrass or Legendre model of elliptic curve. Right? Honestly speaking, this ZA has 15 ordinary double points, so we must resolve. So that I always identify ZA with its minimal resolution. Then, as in the case of elliptic curve, we have canonically defined holomorphic two form on ZA, which I denote by eta A. This is defined this way. Then, it is such a KT surface was, I think, studied extensively by Matsumoto Sasaki Yoshida in the early 90s. So there are six independent transcendental two cycles, which are denoted gamma ij on ZA, and 16 algebraic two cycles on, and they form a basis of second cohomology, a second homology. Then what these three people, they show that if we choose a cycle appropriately, so this eta ij of A is a period of associated to the cycle gamma ij, and they define a matrix omega A, 2x2 complex matrix omega A. This by this formula. Then, if we choose cycle appropriately, and this omega A lies in this domain. This is not a bigger upper half space because it has dimension 4. If matrix T is symmetric, then it is exactly bigger upper half space of degree 2. It is a one-dimensional enlargement of bigger upper half space of degree 4, degree 2. And it is isomorphic to a symmetric bounded domain of type 4. Okay, so on this domain D, there are theta functions introduced by Freytag, if I understand correctly. So I recall its definition. Now I denote, highlight E of X as exponential 2 pi I of X. Then for omega in D and A and B in the couple of Gaussian integers, theta with this characteristic is defined by this Fourier series. This is a Freytag theta function. So this is a holomorphic function on this domain D. It is an automorphic form of weight 1, if I remember correctly. Then the Borchardt phi is related to this Freytag theta function. So for matrix 3 by 6 matrix A, I define A check by this formula. It is a kind of dual. In terms of, I think, in terms of this expression, this, let me see, well, please, okay. In this expression, this corresponds to transpose. Just take transpose of the matrix. Then the value of Borchardt phi evaluated at this Henrique surface is given by the Peterson norm of the Freytag theta function, but evaluated at KC surface, ZA check. It's not ZA, but ZA check. Yes, something like that. So, yeah, maybe we should regard this more as a configuration space of 6 points of projective line and this is related with projective duality, something like that. Yeah. So this is a relation between C function and theta function. So this says that restricted to these four parameter families of Henriques, Borchardt phi is nothing but the Freytag theta function. Pardon? This one, that there is, yes, exactly, double cover of plane. I think it lies in the boundary of the boundary locus, boundary, discriminant divisor. The period of this KC surface lies in the discriminant divisor. So the picture is like this. What happened is like this. So we have a configuration space X which I like 6 points. Let me write this. Six points of projective plane. If I realize, regard this as XA, then this gives you a path I don't know if it is a embedding or not, but it's a morphism. The moduli space of Enriquez surface. But you see that this is we must remove some discriminant divisor, then we take the quotient. So this is a moduli space of Enriquez surface, but if we regard this as a if you associate K3 surface associated to the double cover of six lines, then this is map the corresponding point lies in this discriminant divisor. So this is a relation. So they are related this way. So there are at least ten loci in the moduli space Enriquez surface, but here there is so they are disjoint, I think. Really? But we haven't considered that one at all. This way, C is understood as quite a theta function. I should explain how this how this is defined. So this is a table of correspondence of characteristic and the partition. It is as Professor Dolgachev mentioned, it is more the case where A itself dual is of some interest. When A and HX determine the same point of configuration space, then in that case, the K3 surface associated to Kumar surface, Jacobian Kumar surface. In this case, it is associated to curve of genus 2. So I first prepare six points, six distinct points, and for this, we can construct genus 2 curve C lambda as a double covering. Then, if differentials, it has differentials omega 1 and omega 2 defined this way, then the period of C lambda is given by this, the normalized period. This C lambda lies in the bigger upper half plane. It is classical that the Kumar surface of C lambda, that is the Kumar surface associated to the Jacobian of C lambda, is isomorphic to XA, where A is given by this matrix. It's a kind of van der Mond matrix. So it has a Kumar statement also. So if let me see. A is associated to Jacobian Kumar surface if and only if A is self-dual in this sense. So by the previous result and this, we get the following. Jacobian Kumar surface, the Enriquez surface associated to this Jacobian Kumar surface, the value of voltage C is given by the norm of the Riemann theta constant. This is exactly the the Peterson norm of the Riemann theta constants. So here theta alpha beta is the usual Riemann theta constant. So that means that if we restrict Enrique surface to three-dimensional Jacobian Kumma locus, then the Borchardt phi coincides with the product of theta constants. Yeah, Jacobian. Pardon? That is, we must check. I think weight, I think, yeah, of course they have the same weight. So, let me explain some relation between Igutas cuts from delta phi. Delta phi is by definition the product of all even theta constants. And this Peterson norm is defined this formula. And delta phi is not an invariant of curve of genus 2, but its Peterson norm is independent the choice of symplectic basis, so it is an invariant of a curve of genus 2. So by the previous result, we get that delta phi, if the delta phi is average of phi function by the 10 switches, that means that this formula holds. So if we consider the product of all phi associated to this Kumma surface, then we get delta phi. So I think let me state some problems. So I also mentioned Nikulin. Okay, so it was proved by Grisenko and Nikulin that delta phi, that means infinite product expansion. But corollary, it is very, very likely that this theta function itself admits infinite product expansion like of Borchardt's type. But I'm almost sure that as a special case, this combination of a theta constant also should admit infinite product expansion. So delta phi is the product of all of these. But it is likely that this already admits infinite product expansion. Okay. So in this talk, what I want to talk is that the Borchardt phi is algebraic counterpart is resultant of three quadrics of three variables, but what I want to ask is the following thing. So it's a kind of inverse of the period mapping. Generic Enrique surface is expressed this way, but it is possible to give the coefficient as an explicit automorphic form on the moduli space period domain for Enrique surfaces. So it's a kind of to give an inverse of the period maps explicitly. So for case of elliptic curves, this was done by Jacobi. So case of elliptic curve, something like this. Maybe I forget the sign here, but yeah. one unsized. So KK is elliptic curve, one unsized. This was given by, I think, Jacobi. But for NDK surface, we have no such formula, and it is better if the resultant of these and these coincide with Bolcher C. So you see that this case resultant is, I think, eta to 4 maybe. In this resultant or discriminant is eta maybe 2 to something, but eta to 4. So it's very nice if we can give an inverse of the field map so that the resultant of this is coincide with Bolcher C. And other problem, let me explain quickly. So for generic Kumas, Jacobian Kumas surfaces, there are 33 conjugacy classes of fixed point C involution specific to Mukai and Ohashi. So they split into three families. 10 of them are just switches that I explained. And they also classified 15 Hutchinson Gepper involutions and 6 Hutchinson Weber involutions. So just recall that if sub delta 5 is average of Bolcher C by 10 switches. So if we consider the average of Bolcher C by these 15 involutions or these 6 involutions, we will get nice Weigel modular forms. So what they are? That is my question. Okay, I stop here. Thank you very much.